Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bob Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Heisa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Marichal. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Juan Marichal. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jack Hyatt. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Cleo James. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Bob Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt takes first base on ball four. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kessinger moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Kessinger scores. Beckert moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Henderson. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Beckert scores. Williams moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams scores. Hickman moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cubs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt bunts towards third. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hickman scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Cubs. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hyatt moves to second. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of James. Dietz reaches second base with a double. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dietz scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-1 in the game. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hunt. Hickman moves to second. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-1 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hickman moves to third. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marichal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hyatt takes first base on ball 4. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. James hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hickman scores. Hyatt moves to second. It's 5-3, Cubs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dietz strikes out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0-for-1 in the game. Hisa hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0-for-1 in the game. Marichal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-2 in the game. Callison hits a line drive into right field. Henderson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Henderson. Hickman goes all the way around to score. Callison moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hyatt takes first base on ball four. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. James hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dietz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heisa fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Taylor. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert bunts towards the mound. Marichal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kessinger moves to third. Frank Rehberger now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Beckert moves to second. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kessinger scores. Beckert moves to third. It's 7-3, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Callison hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Callison reaches second base with a double. Beckert scores. It's 8-3, Cubs. Frank Johnson now playing right field. Ken Henderson now playing center field. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-3, Cubs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rehberger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dietz strikes out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fuentes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hyatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 0-for-2 in the game. Heisa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. James is hit by the pitch. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Jenkins bunts towards the mound. Rayberger fields it and throws to first for the out. James moves to second. One out. Mike Davison now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Taylor. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. James scores. It's 11-3, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Burda pinch hits for Mike Davison. Bob Burda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hunt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Taylor. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Callison hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hunt. Hickman moves to third. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Hickman scores. Santo moves to third. It's 12-3, Cubs. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Paul Popovich now playing shortstop. Phil Galliano now playing second base. Jimmy Hall now playing left field. Willie Smith now playing first base. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hyatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. McCovey moves to second. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dietz takes first base on ball 4. McCovey moves to third. Henderson moves to second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCovey scores. Henderson moves to third. Dietz moves to second. It's 12-4, Cubs. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0-for-3 in the game. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Henderson scores. Dietz moves to third. Fuentes moves to second. It's 12-5, Cubs. Jim Colburn now pitching. Jim Davenport pinch hits for Don McMahon. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dietz scores. Fuentes scores. Hisa moves to third. It's 12-7, Cubs. Bob Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-4 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Colburn, and towards Galliano, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Hisa scores. Davenport moves to second. Two outs. It's 12-8, Cubs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 12, and San Francisco Giants, 8. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.